neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And the mitzvah of Ma'aqi. So now, the connection between these two pesukim, we learned that mitzvah gives birth to another mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, then it would cause that you be suitable to observe another mitzvah. So here, you observe the mitzvah of sending the bird away, so now you have the mitzvah being able to put a ma'akeh, a fence on your roof. So now, the question that is asked, if the house that you moved in actually is the outcome, is a result of doing a mitzvah, so obviously it has to be secure. But here we see to put a fence on your roof is the protection that one might not get harmed to fall from your roof. So that doesn't make sense. Why the mitzvah that is the outcome of another mitzvah has to be protected that something will not go wrong. As it says in the Torah, Yipol hanofel mimenu. So we put a fence around our house, so this guilty person that should be punished and fall from your roof, so this way you protect it.
Does it have anything to do with the gozal falling out of the nest?
To fall off? No, here you were honored to have another mitzvah because of you did the mitzvah. So this mitzvah that you were honored with, so it should not have any side effect. But here it seems like it has a side effect. You follow? So now, at the time that, like tomorrow morning, what day is tomorrow?
It's Thursday.
Yom HaMishi v'Shabbat Kodesh. So what do we do after Chazara and Tachanunim? What do? We take the Sefer Torah. So now, what's the reaction and the halakha that people should show to Sefer Torah? They have to go and show their appreciation, gratitude, their affection to the Sefer Torah. So what do they do?
They kiss the Torah.
You run and you push everybody away. You say, go away.
They wanna
I wanna kiss the Sefer Torah. Right? Yes?
Yes.
Not everybody.
No?
You can do it, but doesn't mean it's right thing to do.
Why is that right?
Because it's you're being disrespectful to everyone. No,
but what is more important? What is more important, to show your affection to Sefer Torah, or to push every, or step on somebody's foot? Which is more important? To kiss the Sefer Torah. So along the line, if somebody, you know, maybe will be offended, you know, you just pick him up, put him in here, and then you know, you go. Torah Shah is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is, the mitzvah, that is the outcome of a mitzvah, and that is, there's a mitzvah, just as example, I have a few other for you, that you're just about to show your affection to your Sefer Torah, so now here, along the line, you might push somebody out the roof. So now here the Moshe comes and says, no, make a fence, because the mitzvah that is going to just take place, you should not be costly of harming other people. Another example. It doesn't happen maybe once in a yovel time, and that is 50 years. Never happens. Like say, all this semachot, people, they have a yorsait. What does yorsait mean? Yom Zikaron. So now, the very, you know, effective, important suggestion that is brought, that the Shabbat before the Yahrzeit, what do they do? They go up to Maftir. So now, sometimes it happens, again, once every 50 years, maybe, that's maybe. Yeah, two people, three people, they want the Maftir. So now, so one says 26, another says 52, another says 101, the other says
126.
260. And the other one says
500. 526.
And it's very interesting. If it says 5, the one that he signs says 526. Or if it says 100, it says 101. And he leaves. He left. I mean, not because of 101, because he left. He left. And not only he left, he gave Misha Barach to the other two. Good one. We see, so the purpose is to bring such a joy, they call it Aliyah, Nachat Ruach, for the Niftar. Here, you see that, so there's not a pleasant environment. Why? Because they want to do a mitzvah, obviously. That's what they think they want to do. So the fact of the matter here is that what is happening in Shamayim, that the Niftarim, not the Niftar, like three, four people that are arguing at this moment, they're in such a pain. Why? Because actually, whatever that is taking place is because of them. They're doing it without them. So now, instead of giving the Niftar a Nachat Ruach, a peace, they cause pain. That means Yom Zikaron for the deceased becomes
Yom
Tisha B'Av. So now here, that's what Hashem is teaching us. Here, you have a mitzvah, I give you a mitzvah. So now, I shouldn't have a side effect. And you see, it does have a side effect. Why? Because what your intention that supposedly supposed to be, the action is very, very harmful. And it's exactly what the Torah Shem is warning us. There's a mitzvah in your hand. So now you have to protect it. What's going to protect it? Because it will have side effect. And there are many, 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 many stories and examples that people, with their good intention, they cause such a pain for others, and in this example for the Niftar. So that's what it means. Here he's not talking about a physical, somebody falls down from the roof. That means the pain that you cause for other people because you feel and you give yourself a permission that this is a mitzvah, so what? I'm doing a mitzvah, it doesn't matter. I push somebody away, I step on somebody's foot, and so on. And we see here, you have to be so cautious. For example, in Torah Shem Yisrael says that Shimon and Levi wanted to do mitzvah. What did they do, Shimon and Levi? What did they do?
Killed everybody in Shechem.
Why did they go to Shechem? They wanted to protect the sister. They wanted to take a revenge. So Yaakov Avinu says, caused such a pain for me. Whatever I did till now, and people that respected me, then you destroyed it. But their intention was supposedly something good, right? And that's why we see when, in the last moment of his life, he tells him, Shimon Levi Achim. What does Achim mean? Of course, we know their Ach. Kelei Hamas Mecholotehim. What their intention came about, it was only and only end up to be Hamas. Hamas. That's what he tells him. See, you became united to do something that I built up for years and years and years and years. And that's how it is. One action that one could make, like let's say you have a type of business organization that you have built up for past 50 years. One salesman that can destroy everything. All your 50 years work, you can go on down to the drain. Why? Because he felt he can do whatever he wants. He pushed the guy out of the roof, and that's what exactly what Hashem is come to teach us. You build a bayit, put a fence. But his art comes to the mitzvah. That's even worse. That's even worse. You have to think twice. What's going to happen? What I'm going to go by, take an action, say something. But that doesn't mean because you mean mitzvah, then you can do anything you want.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.